Welcome to the Museum Captain's Log, a hands-on report from the Innovative Doors Program, an incubator for museums ready to boldly venture into the digital age. My name is Gaia Zornada and I'm your host, a museum manager on the front lines of this pioneering digitalization journey. We're in a world where technology influences how the public gathers knowledge. And in the aftermath of a global pandemic, the digitization of museums has become more urgent than ever. But how are we thinking about the larger concept of digitalization in our institutions? In this first episode, we'll take a look at our initial impressions and motivations for joining the Digital Incubator Program. What sparked this leap of faith into the unknown, and how did we as a team prepare for the journey ahead? We'll also delve into the fears and excitement that come with the start of this adventure. Episode 1, An Unexpected Journey. Hello and welcome to the Museum Captain's Log. I'm your host, standing at the helm of a digital sea of change in the museum industry. Today we embark on our first episode as I recount our decisions to dive headfirst into the Innovative Doors Incubator Program, a new beacon of hope for museums like ours, ready to steer into the future that is now. But first, let's set the scene. What is an incubator program? Think of it like a hothouse for ideas, a place where new projects like our Digital Museum Initiative can grow under the optimal of conditions. It is more of a maintained habitat than a petri dish in a lab, although it is all one big experiment. You enter with assumptions and hypotheses and come out with, actual results. Whether they match your initial aspirations or not. Incubator programs are designed to support the development of new products or services, helping them on a bumpy road from infancy to a full-blown market-ready proposition. And how do they do that? Well, in general, incubators provide a structured, supportive environment where startups, or in our case, museum teams, can learn from experts, iterate on ideas, and develop prototypes. They often offer essential resources such as mentorship, education, and networking opportunities. And the goal? To help these ventures become successful and self-sustaining. Or sometimes to help an idea bloom and vein as quickly, cheaply, and painlessly as possible if it turns out that it's not as viable as initially anticipated. Now back to our story. As the manager of a traditional museum, I've seen firsthand how the digital world has reshaped the way we interact with knowledge and culture. The urgency to bring our collections and stories into this new era was amplified by the global pandemic. The question was no longer should we digitize, but how fast can we do it? With this burning question in mind, we found DOORS, the Digital Incubator for Museums, and their mission was to guide us through this uncharted digital territory, to help us understand it and ultimately to thrive in it. The 9-month program promised a transformative journey, and we knew we had to be a part of it. The application process was our first taste of this new world. We were challenged to introspect, to think critically about our museum's mission, our resources, and our readiness for change. We asked ourselves, are we ready to take this plunge? And the answer was a resounding yes. So we stepped into the unknown, submitting our application and hoping for the best. The acceptance letter was a thrilling moment. We knew we were about to embark on a journey that would fundamentally change the way our museum operates, and thus our adventure with DOORS began. Well, not so fast. First of all, we had a very heated internal discussion about what project to apply with. it became super clear to us that each museum department had its own distinct view of the value of digitalization for our organization and the department's specific way of phrasing the priorities we should follow. At the end of a long process, we nearly threw in the towel and decided to apply with three different projects addressing three different and hardly connected needs, acknowledging all of them on our 3 to 5 year roadmap. You know, the roadmap that is packed with things which are long overdue, yet not mission critical, a super nice to have we all believe in, but we're all happy to push it far enough into the future so we can all practically put it on the shelf for a year or so until we get more resources, both financial and human. This is the reality of a small team of a small museum's digital dream. Now, you probably want to know what those projects were. Well, the big one was in the field of strategies for integrating infrastructure. This is how we stated the core problem at the time of application. Our ICT is scattered across various silos, and support staffing is not strong enough to support such a digital process design. The custodial department runs on spreadsheets, the marketing uses mainly RTF documents, each social channel is an island, nothing connects to make our various teams' work efforts easier and more integrated. If you're a small museum, this might sound painfully familiar. Ideally, we wanted to spearhead this digital transformation with a core content digital asset centralization strategy to enable use by various team members. Additionally, we wanted to centralize content and digital asset use processes and make sure they cross over with other endpoints to improve efficiency and workflows. And it all starts with information from our collection, which we would like to both integrate into other processes, but also turn into a collaborative remote work tool. And those were the key concepts. Integrating asset-based workflows into a centralized database to see all the references to an asset in one place and enable statistical overviews, as well as ease of information transfer. And on the other hand, to build a system empowering remote work participation, even for our growing volunteer base. Pretty exciting, but no, did not get accepted. The second idea was complex as well and showed our desire to bring the museum content up close and personal. So it focused on an innovative audience engagement strategy. Two major goals of our institution are raising awareness about the history of digitalization of society and demystification of technology. One of the challenges we face trying to achieve both of these goals is how to map the speed and complexity of technological advances to each individual visitor's personal and historical context so they can better relate to them. Sure, the field our museum covers doesn't span centuries, but even so, it can be remote to a person. They feel little need to engage with digital technology in the context of a museum. And to make matters worse, our major competitor is engagement with contemporary technology in one pocket. So we dove deep into the collective unconscious and defined a project which, in our opinion, addresses this challenge by matching an individual person's timeline up to the present moment with selected chapters from computer history timeline. And it does so in a gamified and user-friendly way as a horoscope or a zodiac profile. This way, the visitor actively participates and gets deeper insight into computer history by being educated with items and data from our collection that are more familiar to them, which increases engagement and also as such serves as the main value proposition. We make sure that each result, which comes with a beautiful design chart, is unique and, well, can be hosted on other online platforms or even in online ads. thus giving each person a direct connection to a segment of history we preserve and present related to them specifically. A snapshot of items from our collection and facts from history of digitalization. Calculated personal data, such as an estimate of the quantity of data that they have generated over their life until this moment, with corresponding estimates in a descriptive unit, such as a number of Instagram photos. And a not necessarily serious prediction of the future of technological development, with time frame depending on their age and more. This project showed really well that we are truly dedicated to the complexity of the subject of our museum, as well as to the challenges of making knowledge bases and data repositories needed throughout our processes, and the power of having motivation for connecting them in a productivized way. Again, as wonderfully complex as it was, no, it did not get accepted. The third and successful pilot project proposal, however, was perhaps the least complex, had fewest ideas of connecting all departmental knowledge in one place, and seemed most manageable from the start, but that didn't make it any less important. It dug deeply into new distribution and revenue models. A need to think about monetization strategies beyond the physical space is something that we are acutely aware of now and are working steadily towards, despite focusing several years' worth of effort on securing and setting up our own new permanent location. So this was the proposition. Problem solving is the meta skill behind the digital revolution. Try a solution, if that doesn't work, try another one, repeat. We wanted to create a pilot project where we harness the entertainment power of riddles and puzzles to create a thirst for knowledge and at the same time illustrate the skills and mindset common to great computer engineers and programmers throughout the history of computing. A museum visit turned into a retro online escape game was a natural path to take, and we're glad we did. Our main motivation for joining the incubation program was being able to develop our product and program ideas outside of our own organizational vacuum. We've noticed our team is good at collaborating and exchanging knowledge. We also felt certain creative processes within our team came to a standstill being dependent too heavily on one lead person or a small team without external feedback and motivational audience to hold us accountable. And we recognize the value of providing our team with structured external support in the form of mentorship and more hands-on advisors, peer-to-peer support groups for program development. We do want to build an organizational culture and structure that would systematically go beyond internal vacuum idea development. And we got very excited when we saw the pilot program development framework set up, as it would be a great fit for our needs. We also believed we could contribute constructively to the efforts of others. So we pledge to follow the road wherever it leads us. No matter how much uncertainty we have to deal with, how much trust we have to put into ourselves and others, and most of all, no matter what the results will be. We were going back to school and we knew it. Join us in the next episode as we take our first steps into the Doors program. Starting with the initial workshops and mentorship meetings, we'll explore the fears, the challenges, and most importantly, the exciting possibilities that come with embracing digital transformation. Thank you for joining me on this episode of the Museum Captain's Log. If you've enjoyed today's episode, please subscribe and stay tuned for our next entry. Until then, keep exploring.